When you come to the land that Hashem is giving you as an inheritance, and you'll conquer it and you'll settle there. You come to the kind that will be there in those days. Ki bosi al ha'aretz, I came to the land. Hashem nishba Hashem la'aviseinu losis. So first of all, daf and fashtein, what's ubos al ha'kayin ha'shayir b'yomim ha'ayim? How many of you go to a kind that'll be in a different time? Rashi says, ein l'cha el ha'kayin sh'b'yomecha. He's the kind in your, no matter who, you know, who he is, even if you have, you know, he's not as choshev as the previous dairus. But I don't understand what's the Torah. Why is the Torah telling you this over here? Also, it says, "V'yomarta elav higaveti ayon ki bosi al ha'aretz." I came into the land. Hashenish b'Hashem la'aviseinu losis lanu. That's all very good. That's all very good. The first generation that came in, but you know, people brought bikurim every single year. Let's say a fellow was born in Eretz Yisrael way afterwards. What's the shayach to say ki bosi that I came to the land that Hashem gave us? So, going to Moshe Feinstein, he says, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria, he's Mechadosh the Bria, B'cholim Tomet, Mechadosh Ma'at Sebrachos every single day. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? To teach us a lesson that Heyois today is a new creation, it has to be just as Roy to be created today as it was the day before. It would be one big creation, it was already created, it just lives on, right? Every single day is a creation, and every single day you have to fulfill the tachlis that creation should be a creation. Says Dr. Moshe, that the same way every day is a new creation, same way there was the Yetzias Mitzrayim, every day there's a new rule, every day there's a Naya, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu does something, he's mechadish that gula every single day anew. We're considering the Golem, right? And every single day, and the same thing with Eretz Yisrael. We have to look at it. If we're in Eretz Yisrael, it's not the Peshat. He brought us to Eretz Yisrael, and we're there already and finished. Name. Every day there's a new Hiskachus, and if we're in Eretz Yisrael today, we have to live up to that Tachlis of being in Eretz Yisrael. So Dr. Moshe, that's the Peshat and the Pesukim over here. He got it, the Ayon Kibosi El Haaretz. It's like I came today, there was a new beer, there was a new geula, and there was a new beer. And the reason why Hashem did this in such a way, Mechadosh B'Chayim Tomei Maasei Bereishis, is to teach us that every day, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to Eretz Yisrael for a tachlis, every day we have to be mekayim that tachlis, because today there's a new beer. That's also the pshat, El Basar L'Kayin HaShiyir B'Yomim Ha'ayim, right? You know, Cheshmer, there was Kahanim that were greater in previous generations. Today, this is your being in Eretz Yisrael. Haintas Anai, his chachas of being Eretz Yisrael. Right? And that's why we also say the Lashon, he got it the Hayoim, Lashem Aleikecha. Was he got it the Hayoim? Why are we stressing Hayoim? Today, there's a new coming into Eretz Yisrael. And that's the way we have to view the world. It's a Musra Haskell to us. Today, the world was created anew. Especially we're coming to a Rosh Hashanah, which is Mamish, the day of creation. So we have to see to it that the tachlis of the world's creation is Mekuyim. Arami Ovid Ovi Vayerid Mitzrayim. This is the parish of Kriyas Bikurim. Lovin Arami tried to destroy Yaakov, and he went down to Mitzrayim. What's the kesher between the two? So Rashi says there is no kesher. Rashi says that numerous tsaros came to us. Number one, Lavan Arami tried to destroy us. They went down to Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim tried to destroy us. Two separate things, and we're being maskir chasne amokin. And the different mepharshim try and find a kesher between the two. So I saw Moshe in Kol Ram says a very nice pshat. Moshe says that the emes Yaakov Avinu never would have been maskim to go down to Mitzrayim, even if Yosef was there. You can't be Simech his whole family on one person, even if Yosef is a tzaddik. Over, how can you be Simech? He'll be in Mitzrayim. Who's going to guarantee that the whole mishpacha with the children are going to maintain their kedusha? Yosef was able to do it as a yachid, but who says as a tzira they'll be able to do it? And then says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yaakov Avinu to go down willingly. Royo ye Yaakov Leirid v'shal shaloy shal barzal. If need be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have to take him down in chains of iron, but he wanted to do it in a way that Yaakov Avinu would be masking. So because Arami Yavidovi, Lovan Arami tried destroying Yaakov, and he tried being mashrish avidizor and tuma into him and his family. And Yaakov Avinu saw that they survived, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him. Memele, he was masking to go down to Mitzrayim, because he saw that as a whole, his mishpacha was able to hold on. Even in a goles, which is moly tuma, like that sviva of Lovan. Memele vayered Mitzrayim, with that he was masking to go down to Mitzrayim. This teaches us a lesson. There's the old fable, oh, we're in a new country, America is different, in America, you know, you have to give in, you have to compromise. We have it in our genes that we're able to survive the tumah of the outside world, no matter where we are, no matter which generation. It's been ingrained in us from the times of Yaakov Avinu when he survived the Lavan, and Klal Yisrael survived the Mitzrayim. It was difficult. It's placed in our genes that we're able to survive a Golas. We could live like full-fledged Yidden and Golas and not be affected, as long as they let us live in peace. But it's on ourselves. We definitely have that koyach. V'samachta b'chol ha'toiv ashenosin l'cho Hashem alikach. You'll be sameach with all the good that Hashem gave you. I saw a very nice moshel. Let's say somebody gives you a present, a nice mug. Okay, it's a nice mug. It says, your best grandpa in the world, whatever it says on it. Right? So you keep it. You use it for your cup of coffee. And fine. You put it in the pantry with all your other dishes. And you're not going to make any big tzimmis over a cup of mug. You know, it's nice. It's cute. You know, nice present. And it's useful. You put it with everything else. If it falls and it breaks, no. Not the worst thing in the world. But let's say a guy receives the same kind of a mug from the Melech. It says over there, in deference to our friendship with the king, he's not going to put that together with the other Caleb in the pantry, because in addition to the use of the cup, but there's this special zecher, this memento that he got from the king, that's a davar chashuv ad ma'ay. So for that, the Torah tells us over here that when a fellow brings bikurim, there's two tayelas over here. Number one, the etzim tayelas, that we had a bounty, a very fruitful bounty, and we were masliach, the tayelas bedavar. But you have to remember, this is a special present from the king. You have to realize Hashem gave this to you. It's a special present, and it's a memento that he's machshav you. And you have to have special hakaras hatayv. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim bring down that one of the ways to be masliach on Rosh Hashanah is to look back at the year and to be makir tov for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Because there's a teva in the Vriya. Rav Dessler says this, and other Sfarim bring it down. There's a teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is naig with us the way people are naig with us. If a person does you a favor, and you're makir tov, thank you. So that person is going to have the rutzen to do you another favor. He sees you appreciate it. People like to be appreciated. And the ma'ir is ma'ir in them, that rutzen to do you another favor. If on the other hand, you're not makir tov, to say, you know, man, that mom, yeah, I did him a favor, he doesn't appreciate it. Forget it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts like that with us. If he sees that in moedim we concentrate, we thank him for all the good, then that's ma'ir, not that Hashem needs our thanks, but it's ma'ayru rotzen that'll give us more, and it'll give us more, and it'll give us more. Rav Dessler says, a chiddush gadol ad ma'ayd. Rav Dessler says that a person that develops the mid of HaKadosh HaTov down here, his olam haba is going to be endless. Why is that? Because like we said, the more you make HaTov, the more Hashem gives. He's going to get up to Shemayim, l'chamei v'esem shana, oh, yimamish, look, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, the schar. You make it toiv. Oh, that's ma'ir to give more schar and more schar, and it's never ending. HaKadosh HaTov is the gift that keeps on giving. So before Rosh Hashanah, the Sfarim HaKadoshim bring down that especially to be makir toiv, to look back at the last year, to see all the good that happened. Yeah, everybody has their nisyonos and everybody has their difficulties, but mitoch those difficulties is also the gevaldige chasadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. And that is a zbula for having a good yarn, having a ksiva, a ksiva type. In Vidui Maisris, we say, Hashkifa mimayim kotshecha min ha-shamayim. Look down from your holy dwelling place from Shamayim. Uvarechas amcha Yisrael. So Rashi in Parshas Vayera, by the Malachim, it says, Vayashkifa l'pnei sedayim. Rashi says over there, kol hashkofa shemimikra l'ra. Whenever it says a lashon of hashkofa, it's bad. It's a bad sign. Chutz me hashkifa mimayim kotshecha. Except for over here. Shagodl kayach ma'ezaniyim, shahayfach midas reyes l'rachman. It changes around anger to midas rachmanis. It's based on the Yerushalmi. So when Shimon Schwab asks a question, why did the Torah have to say it in the Lashon of Hashkifa? And to teach me that tzedakah changes it around, just say, look at Chila. You give ma'anis aniyim, leave yizaychit the bracha. Why not say a lashon rachman l'chitchila? Why does it have to be that the midas harayges is changed to midas harachman? So Schwab says like this. He says the emes is that we're talking about vidui maisrus over here, and the fellow's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did everything right. You know, I did everything to say to maisrus asisa kichala shetzi misani. Whenever a fellow says that, it tends to bring out really. Taki is so good. So let's look into your ma'isim and let's see, Taki, if it was exactly the way you said it. Hashem told us to say this, right? We didn't do this on our own. Over the ma'isim, there's always the fear that if we do this, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look into our actions. For that, the Torah promises us that you don't have to worry about that. He always do his ma'isim ani over here, and he supported the aniyim. So any type of a kitrig that could come out, that would be hoifach, maybe this harayis, maybe this harach. The opinion of Hashkifa reminds me that the way my car lease usually works out is it's over in Elul, I have to renew it in Elul. So, first time I remember, they send the photographer down, and he takes pictures of the car, every inch of that car. The chitzonius, the pnimius, from every angle, every scratch, every dent, every mamish, you know? And they send you the whole list of the pictures. You know, you see everything so that you can't liken up anything. So I was thinking to myself, Mamish Rice is sending me a siman min ha-shamayim that the pictures are waiting for you. You know, we have all the pictures of the whole year. That's a perfect example of hashkifa, you know, that they look and they see every single thing. And if a person is oisikim chasadim, he's able to turn around and meet his harayges, meet his harachanim. B'chlal tzachidosh is telling you that even if a fellow taka has a bad slate, it has a kayak of taking away that bad slate. You've got a beautiful story. Beautiful story. Kapishnitzer Rebbe is the Chatzal HaKadosh Levrache. So his einikel became a kala to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's einikel. Somehow or other. They got shattered with each other. So the Rebbe came to Eretz Yisrael for the chasana. And during the Shabbat Rochas, he came to visit Rav Shlomo Zalman to bring together. Rav Shlomo Zalman was very much in the hand. So after the get together, came time for the Rebbe to leave. He had to get a taxi. So they all walked out. Rav Shlomo Zalman is malav him. And he tells quickly one of the einikel, please get the Rebbe a chair. Brought him a chair. So the Rebbe said, I can't sit down. He says, because my father was mechanech me, that whenever you do something, you have to picture to yourself that in a shemaim, they're taking a picture of what you're doing. Now, what would the picture look like that I'm sitting in Yerushalayim Zalman is standing? What kind of a picture would that be? Yerushalayim Zalman was so nispal from that maisa that a yid lives his life as if everything he does, they're taking a picture of him. He told his einikel, you have to write down maisas from him, and you have to write down everything you saw from him. That's what he said. But that's a way of living, hashkif m'mayin kotshecha. But midas hachesed turns the midas harayges, the midas harachman. It says in the Teuchichu, uvagoyim ohem lo yisargia, you're not going to be able to be calm, v'lo yiyam anoyach l'kaf raglecha, you're not going to have any rest. He'll give you a heart full of anger, and your eyes will be already waiting. When's the Yeshua going to come? It's a very interesting Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. It says, when Ula went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, there were two people of B'nai Mechuza that, you know, escorted him. One guy got up and got angry at the other, and he killed the other guy. So Ula told this over to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, how's it shayach? It says, V'nosan Hashem l'chosh shom leiv raglas. That's going on Bavel, it's going on Chutz Laretz. If you were in Eretz Yisrael, right, so how is there anger over there that one person killed another? You're a pella. How's it shayach a person should kill another in Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says over there that they made a cheshbon that at that time they didn't yet pass over the Yarden. They weren't yet over the Yarden in Mele. So the Ram says, the Eber HaYarden Niskadesh, Lahavoy Sa'omer, Ulamiktis Kedushas. Eber HaYarden is not Niskadesh for the bringing of the Omer, and some of the Kedushas is not like Eretz Yisrael. So Mele, it's less of a Kedusha. Rukiva Eger and Gilian Ashas, he's Ma'ayr, he brings from Kama Mekoymes, that he could bring the Omer from Eber HaYarden. Karen Oyru also, he goes to town, you know, what's the chilah between Kedushas Eber HaYarden and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? It's a little, there's very little of a difference. So what do you see from over here? That little difference, whatever it is, that they have a hard time finding the difference in halakha. That little difference between Eretz Yisrael and Eber HaYarden makes the difference if a guy's going to get angry and kill his friend or not. That Lev Ragos was said still on Eber HaYarden, and in Eretz Yisrael it's not said. The Shita Megubet says, this is all Rechaim Shmulevitz points this out. So the Shita Megubet says brings a different shot. What was Rav Yochanan wondering about? He wasn't wondering about how one person killed the other, right? He was wondering about how is Ula afraid of the Reitzeach. Ula said he was afraid. I killed him. What pachet could you possibly have? Right? Lev Ragos, a scared, angry heart, is in Bavel, not in Eretz Yisrael. So Ula said, I was still in Eber HaYarden. So Rav Chaim, but you see that that little bit of Kedusha, the difference, can make a big difference in a Reitzeicha and fear. So he says, Kal v'chaim, if a person's in a base medrash, base haknesses, which is a makom of kedusha, it's like Eretz Yisrael. How much of a difference, whether it's a yeshiva, a base medrash, where people learn what it does to people, to mamish, to transform them, that they become different people in the base medrash. Pasuk says, Haskes u'shma Yisrael. Pay attention and listen, Yisrael. Hayom hazen hiyeh sabam. Today you became a nation. Now, what was that day that they became a nation? We're not talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's way after. They didn't go into Eretz Yisrael yet. For the Gemara in Brachas is Mashma, it was at the end of 40 years in the Midbar, they became a nation. At the end of 40 years in the Midbar, usually you would think they became a nation by Yetzias Mitzrayim, by Matan Torah. It's Mashma for the Gemara was at the end of 40 years. What happened on that day, the end of 40 years, that made them into a nation? So Rashi later on in Kapitel Chav Tes Pasuk Gimel says, Shamati, she'oisa hayayim she'nosan Moshe sefer Torah levnei Levi. So the Gantz Klal Yisrael came in front of Moshe and he said, we stood in Har Sinai, we were Kabbalah the Torah just like them. So what's up is you're being mashlit the B'nai Levi more than all of us. You're favoring the B'nai Levi. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Klal Yisrael was coming with such a claim. He was very sameach. And he said, Hayayim hazen niyeh. That shows me you've become a nation. What's the pshat? So the Nitziv explains that the emes is that when it says in the Pasuk that it says, Ba'esahi hivro Hashem is shavit alevi, loseis es arayim bris Hashem. That doesn't just mean to carry the aron. It means to carry the oil hatayra. The lumdis with the pilpulim and teaching Klal Yisrael, yoru mishpotecha liyakayim. They teach the Torah to Yaakov. They teach the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael came with the Taina. Torah is given to all of us. Why should we only get the mitzvahs without the Koyach HaLimud? So Moshe Rabbeinu saw that. He says, that's the uptights of Klal Yisrael. The uptights of Klal Yisrael is they don't want to just do mitzvahs. They want Limud HaTorah. A mitzvah, it reflects an Eiver. The Torah, Limud HaTorah, reflects the it affects the entire person. What's the uptight of a Ben Yisrael? Someone that's like me, because that involves the entire being. There's an interesting thing that the Haaretz newspaper, which is better known as Am Haaretz, about 50 years ago, well, like 45 years ago, they printed a picture in Haaretz. What was the picture? It was a bomb shelter in England while the Germans were bombing. And you see over there in the bomb shelter, this guy him sitting and playing cards. And in a corner, Amish over a table, you see a number of Yidden with the Gemara sitting and learning. So the Haaretz said, we're printing this not to show Reuma ben Benila ben Chami. We're printing it as a historical, you know, it's an artifact. We're not making any differences. So the Ated at that time, it enlarged the thing a full page. So we are saying Reuma ben Benila ben Chami. That's what teaches of Klal Yisrael. In the greatest times of strife and fear, they're hovering over a Gemara, Mizist and Malam. That's Hayyim Hazen Yisroel. On this day, you became a nation. I mentioned this Machshava before the summer, Bein Hazmanim, but it's Negev to this week's parashas. I'm saying it again because it's the Yisoid Gadol. It says in the Teichiche, V'hoya kasher, Sos Hashem, L'heitiv eschem, U'harveis eschem. Same way Hashem rejoiced to make good for you, to be mar by you, Ken Yosses Hashem Aleichem, L'havid eschem, L'hashmed eschem. That same way He's going to rejoice in destroying you. Shrekel Chaposik, Shrekel Chaposik. So the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud, he asks the question, V'chichadi chadi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'palosin shel Rishayim. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejoice when the Rishon, they get the punishment? Amar Rav Elazar, who ain't Rishos? He himself does not rejoice. Aval Acherim who maces. He causes others to rejoice. Those that are going to, you know, administer the punishment, they'll rejoice. So Chaskel Eberstein said, Tzadu HaKadosh Baruch Hu esk Aval HaMaisa. Smash from the Pasuk, there's a Tzad HaShoveh between the rejoicing and doing good and the rejoicing of giving us Tzaris. How can that possibly be? So he says, he is so God. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga with the Bnei Yisrael is for one purpose only. Atem Eidai, Yom Hashem. You are my witnesses. And Al Yidei Klal Yisrael, the name of Hashem is Niskadish. If they live a life of Torah, they live a life that they mekayim the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem shows that the entire world, take a look what happens when you mekayim the Torah, when you live a life of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take a look what happens. And then he teaches the world through Klal Yisrael what it means to live a life of Kedusha, a life of law and order. On the other hand, if we don't do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same thing. He teaches the world, and look what happens when you don't live a life of Peter Rotson of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the reason why Hashem is going to rejoice in both places, because in both places, Klal Yisrael is a keli of teaching this to the world. Not that he wants that we should have tzaras, but the tachlis is mekoyim, either this way or that way. And Reb Chatzkel says, take a look throughout the history. We've suffered tzaras like nobody else, like Derech HaTeva. We were zoiche to tremendous yeshuas and tremendous brachas like nobody else. And at the same time, we suffered terrible, terrible tzaras. How can that be? Teretz is, that's what we're talking about over here. We are that keli to teach the world what it means to follow Hashem. If we follow, He raises us up, mamash l'mayla l'mayla. If we don't, then it's the opposite direction. And this is at the time I said it, because in the last couple of years, we saw mamash two extremes. We saw the Simchas Torah tragedy, the horror of Simchas Torah, where they just broke through the multi-billion dollar fence that was supposed to protect, and like nothing, just move right through it. And then you have, a number of weeks ago, the 12-day war against Iran, mamish to shmetter them of shtick. There was come out no misnagdus whatsoever. You know, with the Syrians, the country of Syria fell, and Hezbollah fell with the lightning, Meshuggah attack. How do you balance the two things? Mamish mikotze lakotze. It's haynu hach, what Chaskel is saying, right? That the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us to do good for us. If we're roi l'kach, he makes us that keli to teach the world. It was kiddush shem shemayim, the world saw. They sat there with open mouths. How could this be? I ran. Neither Yisa, they also want to spoil the other way. That's something that we have to know. We are the keli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching the world. I just want to be Messiah b'chitoyu. The machshava that I saw, Parshas Bikurim, Mikra Bikurim, is the yisoid of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Seder is Geboit, Rami Agiravi, Vayere Mitzrayimah, Vayere Yosanu HaMitzrim, and everything. There's a Droshas Chazal, the Mamish, a good chelik of the Haggadah is Geboit on it. Why did Chazal pick those psukim that Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim should be Geboit on that? So I saw one of the Svarim brings down that the freest person is someone that's totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emesdike freedom, emesdike cheirus, is if you can thank Hashem and you realize everything comes from Hashem, that is the ultimate of cheirus. When a fellow's telling himself, the koichiv yoitzim yodi, he's worried, well, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? I mean, what's going to be? What's going to this? What's going to that? The fellow that's totally by Hashem Baruch Hu, gever Hashem yiftar b'Hashem, v'hoi Hashem yiftach lei. That person is the happiest person in the world. I have no worries in the world. I think I once told you to my sister, there was a guy that used to worry about every single thing. Mommy, he was scared of everything. They called him Harry the Warrior. And Mommy, he walked around with a ponim zoya voice. What's going to be? What's going to this? Everybody made fun of him, Harry the Warrior. One day he walks in, his friends, he's all smiles and he's all calm. And he's all, Harry, what happened to you? You know, what happened to you? Mommy, you're all smiles. You're not worried about anything. He says, no, I hired a professional warrior, and he worries for me, he takes care of it, and I don't have to worry about a thing. I said, really, how much does he charge? He says, he charges $1,000 a day. $1,000 a day? How in the world are you going to pay that? Let him worry about it. But Dennis is, we have a professional warrior in Shemayim for free. Right? If we would just train ourselves to leave the worry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? There's a famous advertisement, go Greyhound and leave the worry to us, you know? Leave the worry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why that's the essence of freedom. If you could thank Hashem and you could be soimich, then he's going to give you that. He's going to give you all your bracha. That's the symbol of cheirus. So when we relive Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the ultimate in cheirus, we speak about this parasha of Bikurim. We're all telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A good Shabbos.